And I found the work I've done for the last 18 months on equal opportunities extremely, extremely interesting. And it's something that I have learnt a great deal more about while chairing the committee. I think within universities are perceived as being very equal places, where actually what people care about is the quality of your academic work and not your gender. And I think that's true, but I think universities could perhaps be more flexible in the ways in which they enable women to continue, for example, to produce good research while raising a family. An example, somebody I was talking to from the science end of college mentioned how difficult it had been to come back from maternity leave and simultaneously restart the teaching and start the sort of grant hunting which was necessary for the sorts of science that she did. And she was suggesting that if there had been a term in which she could just seek the grants before she resumed the teaching, then that would have facilitated it, because doing both with a small baby was much more difficult. And she said, in fact, interestingly, she said this was her second child, and she said that the first time around it hadn't been quite so difficult. But of course, by the time you have a second baby, you've also got a toddler. So you can't go and write your grant applications while the baby's asleep, because the toddler will doubtless want some attention. Yes. So I think there are some of these sorts of problems that they're not to do with discrimination, but they're perhaps to do with a failure positively to promote women in the workplace, which I think means that we are going to have to look probably more creatively at ways of doing this, which might actually, I think, be good to challenge ourselves about could we do things differently in such a way that it offered women better opportunities. And I think particularly thinking of ways in which women's research is, as I say, facilitated.